It's the Business Intelligence Report, a weekly conversation about business news in Oklahoma. I'm Jacob McClellan. We're talking with Sarah Terry Cobo. She's the senior reporter at the Journal Record newspaper. Sarah, thank you for joining us.
Hi, Jacob. Thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
Well, I want to talk today about the proposed Windcatcher project. This could potentially be the largest wind farm in the nation. And I want to get to the latest developments in just a minute. But first, Sarah, give us some background here. What's the who, what, when, and where on Windcatcher?
Public Service Company of Oklahoma announced this project last summer. The Windcatcher project will have a capacity of 2,000 megawatts or 2 gigawatts. The turbines are being built in the Panhandle and will transport power to the Tulsa region and to 4 neighboring states. There is also a dedicated high-voltage transmission line being planned to take all that power, and it will be dedicated to avoid congestion from all those other wind farms in the Panhandle. So PSO says the project will cost about $4.5 billion. Yes, that's billion with a B. Oklahoma customers are only supposed to foot part of the bill, and the company says people will save $2 billion due to federal tax credits.
So the project has its detractors, though, including Oklahoma Attorney General Mike Hunter. Why does Hunter's office not like this project?
Well, it is in part how and what the company asked state regulators to do. So PSO asked the Corporation Commission to pre-approve the utility's ability to recover costs from the project before it's up and running. So General Hunter says the company didn't use competitive bidding, they have not shown a need to build more wind, and they did not follow the law when they asked the Corporation Commission in its application. So his staff estimate that customers' base rates will rise by nearly 70%. He says customers need to be protected.
So what does PSO need to do to get approval for the wind project right now?
Right. So they don't need regulatory approval to build it. They want regulators to promise that PSO can come back later and raise customers' bills to cover the project. Because they're asking before the project has been put into service, that is why the application is called pre-approval.
So where are they at in that process right now?
Right. So they have already begun and had hearings in front of a commission judge, and the judge has issued her recommendation. Now they are waiting on the commissioners. There are 3 of them to hold a final hearing. They've had a few hearings already, and to discuss whether or not the commissioners would deny or approve the project.
You know, we mentioned the state attorney general's office earlier. Who else is opposed to Windcatcher?
Well, let's see. The Public Utility Division staff of the commission, Plains and Eastern, a division of Clean Line, that's another large electric transmission company, another wind project developer, Novus Wind Power, and at one point, the Windfall Coalition, a group of people who are opposed to wind tax incentives.
You know, just last week, 4 companies signed on in favor of Windcatcher. I mean, what did those companies receive in exchange for their support?
Yes, there were a couple electric cooperatives, the Oklahoma Municipal Power Authority, a company called South Central MCN, they build transmission lines, and an independent power provider called Oneida Power. PSO agreed to buy about 300 megawatts of electricity generated by natural gas from Oneida. They promised they wouldn't compete for customers in the territory of the co-ops, and agreed that South Central could also build some transmission lines in the area that PSO would normally have a right to build and own.
Now, PSO also has an agreement with Walmart. Why is that significant?
Well, Walmart is one of the largest commercial electricity customers in most areas, wherever you go. They actually led the way in creating the private proposed settlements with PSO. Walmart attorneys put pressure on PSO to guarantee caps on the cost of construction. They also made the utility agree that Oklahoma customers will get a deal that is at least as good as the customers in neighboring states.
You know, I was in the Panhandle recently, and people there were really excited about this project, especially the jobs. I mean, what's the potential economic impact of Windcatcher?
So there are construction jobs for putting up all those towers and turbines, and that generally turns into economic development as those workers rent hotel rooms and eat at restaurants. There are landman jobs for people to negotiate land lease payments for all that equipment that's on people's private property. And then once the project is built, there will be people who need to do maintenance on the turbines and transmission lines, but we don't have a final figure, so to speak.
Sarah Terry Cobo is the Journal Record senior reporter. Sarah, thank you for your time.
Absolutely. Happy to do it, Jacob.
KGOU and the Journal Record collaborate each week on the Business Intelligence Report. You can find this conversation at kgou.org. You can also follow us on social media. We're on Facebook and Twitter at Journal Record and at KGOU News.